Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic, a peek behind the curtain. Hey guys, it's been a little while since I've had an update here or a new episode here of The Home Building Hero. We're a little behind this week, so I wanted to give you a little update on kind of where we're at with everything. And, you know, it's just been a really busy time from here the last 2-3 weeks. And so I'm a little behind on content. We are kind of shifting a little bit to going to more of a 2-a-week format for the show. We were doing a lot of 3-a-weeks, and that's a lot of work when you're super busy and you've got a lot of things going on, as I do. So we want to still continue to push great content out, and we will. However, we're going to move to you know, more of a 2-a-week format going forward. And also, you know, there might be a week too where it's just one, you know, especially if there's an interview or something like that. A lot of those things take a lot more time to set up. And I kind of wanted to give you a little peek behind the curtain, so to speak, of what's going on here, not only with the podcast, but just life in general, because it's been a pretty crazy time. You know, obviously, as you've probably heard and maybe if you listen to the podcast regularly, you know that, you know, coming out of the pandemic, the home building business has been busy. I've been involved in a lot of other activities as well, you know, not just the, you know, the home building aspect, and then, of course, the podcast, but also we have the Young Guns movement that I work on that's been keeping me busy. I have, I volunteer on some boards, so state Builders Association. I'm involved in the National Builders Association. One of the other things that's taking a little bit of time is I'm going to be chair next year of the Young Professionals Committee for the National Association of Home Builders. So getting ready to fill out that role. So doing a little bit of extra work and planning with regards to that. And actually, I've got some other things coming up. So this month here in October has been going to be a very busy month for me. I've got a lot of travel happening and some neat opportunities. I actually was hired to consult a group of builders around the country, which is just an amazing opportunity. I'm very excited about it. So I'm kind of working on final prep for that. And that's going to be pretty neat. It's a pretty big deal for me, and I'm excited about it. So I'll be doing that and then kind of turn back home, get a couple days home, and I turn back around and have our first in-person meeting for the National Association of Home Builders. So pretty excited about that as well. It's been a very long time since I've seen a lot of these folks, and it'll be good to be back in person for a change, going down to Houston for that. And then actually have another trip right after that to kind of turn around a couple days. And because I'm on the future leadership, the head of that organization wants some of the committee chairs to come down and do some planning for their initiatives in the next year. So kind of interesting, you know, month here with all that going on. So that's partly why, you know, I don't have quite as much content lined up. You know, we've had 300 some episodes. So, you know, the other challenge is just coming up with new, different things that are newsworthy, interesting. You know, I think all of us are sick of hearing about, you know, coronavirus and things like that. So I'm trying to avoid that kind of content unless it's very specific to building and very topical. I'm just tired of it as well, quite frankly. I don't want to talk about it. But, you know, I'm always open to hearing if there's something you want to learn about, a new product that you've heard about, something that, you know, maybe a story that you find interesting. You know, you can always send that on to me. So homebuildinghero@yahoo.com. Again, homebuildinghero@yahoo.com if you would like to ship out some information. Some other things going on, kind of interest, especially for last week, was really rough because we had, I did have someone out sick with the virus, so they're in quarantine, had two people on vacation, and then in addition, we had some events going on, so it was, we were bare bones, staffing-wise, from the building operation, so I was literally doing just about everything that I don't normally do. So yeah, just been crazy weeks, but we had some other fun stuff going on, and this is some neat stuff. Hopefully you find it interesting. Again, this is just a peek behind the curtain. This is just totally, maybe a ramble, if you will, but just to let you guys know kind of what's all going on, and I appreciate your support, and I hope you guys find this to be somewhat interesting content and something a little different for you, a little more candid, so to speak. But, you know, as you know, we are very involved with an organization called Operation Finally Home, and that's an organization that builds mortgage-free homes for wounded veterans. And we just finished up a pretty big run of events, and this is these were things that at least a couple of these were last-minute events. And last year was tough because we weren't able to do in-person events, so we were a little behind on our fundraising efforts. So we did a three-series concert event, an outdoor concert called Operation Rock the House, and that was very successful. We raised a little over $10,000 on that venture, and that all goes towards Operation Finally Home. It buys material and labor so we can build a home for a wounded veteran. So I was very involved with that and trying to get that up and running and manage that. So we got those three done. Again, a lot of fun. Great to be involved with the community on that. And excited that that happened. And the good news is we're going to do that again next year. So it should be a fun, fun series of events. And then kind of coming right off of that, this just sounds nuts as you think about it and you hear the other things I'm doing, but a week and a half later here, we got our Operation Finally Home golf outing. And it's hard to believe, you know, we've done six of these homes. We just completed our seventh golf outing for this cause. And had over 200 golfers come out. Beautiful day, a little chilly. The wind was... it was only about 60 degrees and there was a cutting wind coming through. So it was a little bit of a chilly day, but beautiful skies. If you're interested in seeing a few photos, you can just go to Facebook and look up Operation Finally Home in Wisconsin. If you just want to see some of the photos and some of the stuff that we did, it was a great outing. We raised over $25,000 for the organization, and that's going to go directly into a home that hopefully I build sometime soon. So speaking of that, this is the other sort of maddening thing that I've had to deal with. And unfortunately, it usually things work out. This was one time something didn't work out, but we had a lot identified in a municipality. I'll kind of keep the specifics kind of under wraps here just so, you know, we're actively trying to find a site to build the next home. Obviously, with a cause like this, you don't want to be out there spending $150,000, which is kind of the average lot cost in the area, to buy one of these lots. You want to try and see if you can get a discount or donation for something of this sort. So we had a lot identified. We had an organization that was going to provide this at a substantial discount. And we have close to the amount of funds that we need to pull the project off. So everything was great. We're getting ready to go full steam ahead. Unfortunately, we had an issue with the neighbors. It wasn't really presented maybe in the best way, but the neighbors heard that this vacant piece of land in their subdivision that they assumed was a open space was going to be turned into a lot. And they came out kicking and screaming at the municipality. We talk about NIMBYism, not in my backyard, and this is a really strong example of that. But they came out and raised a lot of cane. The developer that originally developed the subdivision was a national developer, builder-developer that pulled out of the market, came into the market, pulled out of the market. Allegedly, from the homeowners, the site was supposed to be never built on an open space. However, they don't have any paperwork stating such, and the land was dedicated to the municipality. So it is basically that municipality's purview of what they want to do with it. So they decided to put it in and convert it into a lot and get it to be taxable income and then donate it to a charity. So overall, I think very, very generous of the municipality. It was a good idea, but a couple loud neighbors raised a lot of noise, and ultimately we are not able to get that site. And that's a big setback for us for Operation Finally Home. It's kind of frustrating, but we move on. So we're working with that municipality, see if they can find something else. I have a couple other people that are heard a general story of this, and they're trying to see what they can do. So hopefully we will find a site. Once we get a new home site, we can hopefully secure the next family. There's several families out there, especially now with current events going on, that are in need. So we would love to help one of them. And after that, we can get that project started as well. So I'm excited to do that and maybe give you guys some updates on that. It's a very important work that we do. It's a great project, and I'm excited to continue to be a part of that. So that's taken a lot of time as well. And again, just busy with building. We've got a lot of stuff underway that we're getting ready to close out, which is good. We're finally starting to replenish our models, so that's good. And we got a new wave of customers coming in. It was kind of quiet over the summer here, but it's picked up over the fall. Pricing has come down a tad on lumber, as you've probably seen, so that's a positive. However, other items have went up. So, you know, for those of you looking for a super sweet deal, although lumber is a little more normal now, other items have went up. So don't expect massive discounts from a couple months ago. It's just not there. So yeah, that's kind of what's going on. That's why I've been busy. I'm still trying to make the podcast an important priority, and we will. And we'll continue to have new content for you. But I kind of want to just give you guys a peek at all the stuff I'm kind of dealing with right now. A lot going on. Been a little stressful, been a little tiring. Haven't really taken a vacation, a real vacation, in almost 3 years. So yeah, I'm just getting a little worn down, and I'm doing what I can to keep everything up and running as best as possible, including this podcast. So want to thank you guys for your support. Additionally, like I mentioned, if you got an idea for content, if you got a great guest idea, just shoot me an email, homebuildinghero@yahoo.com. You can reach out to me there. You can also hit us up on Twitter @building. With the little underscore, that's the little lower horizontal line, building_hero. You can get us there as well. And we'd love to chat with you, and appreciate the content and the support as well. And we are also looking for an additional sponsor for the next year. So if you want your products featured, if you want a lot of recognition across the country, we actually are global. We've been featured in Australia and Ireland and England, among many other places, Canada as well. So if you want some boost for your brand, this is a great opportunity to get involved. Please reach out to me. I would love to have a chat with you and see how we can help you out. So once again, I want to thank you guys so much for the support. I appreciate it very much, and stay tuned for some new content. We'll talk to you guys very soon.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.